This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And thanks for joining us. Special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and let's not forget about the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too. Thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the little things we have over there for you to see. All right, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, normally I would go with the headlines and start out with the fact that we now know that we know we're doing better in North Korea, that's for sure. But we now know that Iran has breached the uranium limit that was established back in 2015, and Iran says so we'll take them at their own words, which is creating a big-time problem again for the area over there. But that's not the big news of the night, nor is it the big news of the night that the president has issued a stern warning to Iran about if there's any more military intervention in the Middle East by Iran, that there will be retaliation on the part of the U.S. The big story is what's about to happen today across America. Most people don't even know about this because they have not been paying attention, but there is going to be a huge detention center protest all across America regarding the detention centers along the border, where yesterday we saw blatant lies issued by Julian Castro and AOC down there in the border, coming out saying, well, the women are drinking water out of the toilets. No, they're not. We saw the ample supplies of water that were there, that are there for them to drink out of.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, this comes right on the heels of the president himself signing the $4.6 billion aid package that will assist the federal government with these issues at the border and these facilities and so forth. So to try to characterize him, literally make things up out of whole cloth, tells me that the desperation factor must be just hitting alarming proportions, because, you know, the other day with Ocasio-Cortez's comments about the so-called concentration camps and so forth, well, now they just one-upped it with the drinking toilet water or this and that and the other thing. It is absolutely showing that, again, they are just desperate.
Well, they are, and they have no message. And again, they're trying to divert. They're trying to get people to go off in a direction. And again, unless you're a damn fool and you don't understand what's going on, when they actually take tours inside these places and the cameras go in there and show where the drinking water is, where the bath water is, where the toilets are, they show all of that. The showers, the whole nine yards. And again, keep in mind, these places that they're in, these detention centers, were not set up for long-term detention. They were set up for people to be in there for a few days and then moved off somewhere.
Well, right, exactly. And typically they might be waiting for a hearing, or they might be waiting for some other part of their particular process to be adjudicated. But again, you know, what happens is that when you start saying these kinds of lies, what you're doing is you're insulting, first of all of the people who go to work every day in the Border Patrol and these different agencies, and they're very committed. I mean, they wouldn't be there if they weren't. And they're trying to make a better world out of this. They're trying to help with this very, very, very difficult process. And then at the same time, you are empowering kooks who will believe these lies, and they may do something very, very terrible. So it's really, it is absolutely unconscionable for people like Ocasio-Cortez and Julian Castro to do these kinds of things.
Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, rule number 11. Read it. There's 13 rules. That's rule number 11. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. And the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself, rule number 9. And number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. That's exactly what they're doing.
Well, sure. And of course, the idea is not to go against people who would come here illegally for whatever reason that they would come here illegally or take steps to be here illegally, but they want to demonize the very idea, Captain, of rule of law. That's why there are processes in place to get for people want to come to this country. That's why we have that. But they're trying, like you said, trying to ruin the system, tear it down, and demonize the United States in the process.
And I haven't even started on what California's up to yet.
Right.
Because California is trying to get religion out of everything over there because they don't want the religious pastors to try to counsel people about their homosexual lifestyle and bring them back into the mainstream of America. They're making it illegal. The House of Representatives in California just passed that, and it goes to the Senate today for their passage.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Yep. The world is getting stranger. They don't want religion to get involved in trying to counsel the people that are having problems with their problems. How's that? All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. And a good morning to them out there in, well, it's actually good night for them because it's still before midnight in Seattle, Washington, where they're out of. Now, they are the father and son team that runs Relief Factor. And as you know, I've been telling you now for several weeks about the fact that I have arthritis, no secret there, and that arthritis is my enemy, and that for a long, long time, almost 10 years, I had to take Mobic and Flexeril. That's what the doctor prescribed for me. And finally, one day, I said, listen, I've had enough of this because there were some side effects with the Flexeril, and I didn't care for it. So I started to take Aleve, a lot of Aleve, six per day, two in the morning, two in noontime, and two at night. And, you know, that's something that has detriments to it as well, because it will start your internal body bleeding if you're not careful. So, and I didn't have that problem, thank God. But along comes Relief Factor. My buddy Mike Gallagher was talking about it one day. I heard about it, and I said, well, man, I got to try that. So I bought the 1995 starter pack, and it worked. And I've been on it ever since, going on almost 3 years now. So if you would like to try to get rid of the pain and discomfort you have, if you pull a muscle, if you strain a muscle, if you got pain from arthritis or from bursitis or anything like that, I want you to give Relief Factor a try. It is all natural, 100% drug-free, and it works for me. Now, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the big logo link that's there for Relief Factor, or you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And whatever you do, let me know how it works for you, because I'm telling you, it worked for me. I believe it will work for you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to continue just briefly about this deal in California, because the California Assembly passed a resolution calling on faith leaders in the state to affirm homosexuality and refrain from counseling anyone that change through Christ is possible. And it's now headed to the Democratic-heavy state Senate, where it will pass. Now, how can you tell people that believe in the Bible and believe in something totally different that they must affirm homosexuality and then refrain from counseling anybody that is coming to them to seek the help of the Lord because they believe that maybe they're not doing what they should be doing according to the Bible?
Well, you know, Captain, that's a very, very, very good question, and it's a very, very sensitive issue, to be sure. But, you know, to me, I think that this really shows to be literally a separation of church and state issue. In this case, and I think the founders as well, they did not want the government telling the church what to do, and I think the vice versa in terms of official capacities. But people who have faith, they certainly influence things because they run for office, and those are their values, and people get to vote for them one way or another. But it's an entirely different deal, of course, in order for the state to tell the clergy what they can and can't say, of what the scripture says, or how they, or if someone approaches them and they're seeking spiritual guidance. I think it's a very, very bad place for the state to be. Of course, I think it's, in many ways, it's being brought about because somebody wants to create a controversy about this, or perhaps they want to bring this sort of issue to the fore because they know it's going to be a sensational national story.
And again, if you just joined us, we started out telling everybody about the big detention center protest that's scheduled to be all over across America today in many cities, as well as down along the border. And the mainstream media is going to run with this and pick it up like a million-man march. Watch and see. And I don't know that it will be that big, that devastating, but that's the way you're going to see and hear about it, because that's probably about all you'll hear about today from the mainstream media, you think?
Well, probably so, and you're right. It'll be sort of, as you said, like a, it will be covered wall to wall in some way, and it'll be sort of pumped up. But really, you know, and for example, if this had been, somebody went out there and said this under Obama, under the Obama administration, and they said, let's call for this big march and a strike or whatever, all these things, people would say, well, this is preposterous. People aren't drinking out of toilets. They're not being held in cages and the way that it's all being.
Oh, and by the way, the cages that they refer to?
Yeah.
Came from Barack Obama's administration.
Well, right, yeah.
Do you know who confirmed that?
Who was that?
Jay Johnson.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The former DHS secretary under Obama. He said these cages that everybody's complaining about did not come from Donald Trump. They came from the Obama administration.
Right, but you see,
and they're not cages.
No, they're not. But now it's politically expedient to come up with these kinds of phraseologies, these sort of hot-button terms, because they believe that they're going to get some knee-jerk reactions from people. Oh, my goodness, Trump is putting
coward
cages.
Coward Piven strategy.
Well, sure.
I just got done reading Rules 9, 10, and 11 is what they're using.
Well, that's right. And I think what's important to note is that this has been going on for 50-plus years, you know, and it's a long game. It's not like, well, you're going to do these rules and in 2 years you're going to overthrow the government. No, but give it 50, 60, 70 years and you got yourself a horse race for that, because you infiltrate through the education system and through the mainstream media, and people will believe in many cases what the signals that keep being sent to them about this. And so it's It's literally the ability, like what we're doing right now, to talk about things in reality so that people have an alternative.
Now, Donald Trump has been taking some victory laps around the block, if you will, because of the amazing feat that we saw him going across into the North Korean territory with Kim Jong-un, and then the two of them coming back into South Korea. That was definitely a phenomenal and historic moment. And in doing so, he brought up again about the fact that the press is underreporting or misreporting some of the facts that have happened here. And I got this is about a minute long, just a little bit less than a minute. Let's listen to this.
A lot of great triumphs have been based on relationship, and this is one where, I mean, it's been just a different story. You saw when they were showing us around, when they were showing President Moon and myself around, and they were talking about 2.5, 3 years ago, it was really dangerous out there. You couldn't move. People were being killed. A lot of bad things were happening, and they said since Singapore, it's been a whole different ballgame. And I was telling Chairman Kim that actually, to me, Hanoi was a great success. The press reported it the opposite. But you need that, and you sometimes need things like that to happen. But it was a great success because we maintained our relationship. So we're going to have teams. They're going to meet over the next few weeks, and they're going to start a process, and we'll see what happens. And I'd like to have, first of all, I guess you'll do a little interpretation, and then we'll have the president say a few words.
Now, what he said was absolutely true. The media ran with the wrong story, the wrong narrative, and said, well, it didn't work before. There's no reason to work. I mean, everything you could think of to be said negative was said by the mainstream media.
Oh, absolutely. Well, of course, what else can they say? They certainly can't say that, look, the talks are going to start up again. The people that actually do the talking are now allowed to speak to one another on these important issues about the denuclearization. And also the president's been taking all this flack for going there without having something predetermined, a predetermined outcome. And that's not the way that this particular situation will work.
No, and by the way, he tweeted something and said, I'm going to be at the DMZ, and if you'd like to meet me there, boom, and he showed up. But this is kind of the final of it here.
Agreed that we're each going to designate a team, and the team will try and work out some details. And again, speed is not the object. We want to see if we can do a really comprehensive, good deal. Nobody knows how things turn out, but certainly this was a great day. This was a very legendary, very historic day. Quick notice. Nobody saw this coming. And it was great that he was able to react so quickly and that we were all able to react so quickly. But in speaking with President Moon, oftentimes he was saying this is historic. Just the meeting is historic. And I think there's something to that. It'll be even more historic if something comes up. It's something very important. But a lot has already come up because you see what's going on.
And you do see what's going on. There is progress being made, but again, you try to get the mainstream media to agree to that, and it's like pulling teeth.
Well, that's right. Well, I'll tell you this, though. 25, 30 years from now, they will look back, and the historians will say, President Trump was making a bold move here and kickstarted this process, and something good eventually came out of that.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more from Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. And Kathy's going to take us to break again. And if you want to opine, feel free to. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. It'll be special.
President Trump gears up for the big Independence Day celebration Thursday in Washington, D.C.
And I hope a lot of people come, and it's going to be about this country, and it's a salute to America.
The president outlining the plan as he speaks with reporters after a bill signing in the Oval Office.
I'm going to be here, and I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to have planes going overhead to best fighter jets in the world and other planes, too.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high. The Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq up almost 85 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, you can. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at GEICO. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including yours truly, your home radio host, me, the captain. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They offer coverage for your car or your truck or your motorcycle or your ATV or your boat or your RV. And it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO insurance agency near you. Now, what you do is you go to the phone book, you look up insurance, you look up insurance agents. Find the GEICO agent near you. And if you don't see one listed, then go to the website, GEICO, GEICO.com, and you'll find out that way. And you can do anything you need to do on that website and not even have to talk to an agent if that's what you want to do. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Iran, as we mentioned earlier, but we didn't make that the lead story, but we knew we'd be coming back to it, is playing with fire, according to the president, after breaching the uranium limit, which I guess they did yesterday.
That's right. I believe they were allowed, or they've gone over the 300 kilogram or 661 pound limit allowed under the Iran nuclear deal. And of course, as you mentioned, the president did say that they're playing with fire. He was asked if he had a message for Iran. He said there's no message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know that they're playing with, and I think they're playing with fire, he said. So no message to Iran whatsoever, unquote, which I think roughly translated means, watch out, because we know exactly what we can do if we have to, if you pose an actual nuclear threat. But I don't know it will go necessarily to a military option right away, and as I'm sure, I think we'll see a lot more sanctions. Talk about tightening the screws, now we're really going to see that happen.
Well, there will be more sanctions, and I'm just wondering what kind of sanctions there'll be, because obviously international inspectors are not being allowed into Iran. They are self-monitoring, correct?
That's true, yes.
So we don't really know if what they're telling us is true or not. I have no reason to doubt it, because Iran would be naturally singing from the hilltops about that one. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens next, and something will happen. Now, Hong Kong has erupted, literally. Tens of thousands of people out on the street. The police cannot control the unrest that's there. The Chinese government is saying that they're ready to send the military in. If they do that, I believe there will be people killed or wounded. And this is all because of the anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong to China. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. It has to do with that because when, of course, Hong Kong has always been its own little thing, basically, and then it was handed back over to China. Now, what is causing this now to erupt in the way that it's erupting, I believe, is that this has to do with an extradition bill that will allow China to extradite Hong Kong citizens. And what the concern is that if you're politically active or you're politically vocal, then the Chinese government can use this extradition agreement or this extradition bill in order to take you to China and put you in prison or do other terrible things, obviously, against you. And so this is part and parcel of what these protests are about as well.
And does there seem to be an end in sight here? This has been going on for, what, a week or more?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the city's chief executive, named Carrie Lam, she's saying that she doesn't want to continue talking about the bill. Evidently, it expires, I think, in July 2020, but obviously could be renewed, from what I understand. But this is at the very heart of the idea because of having freedoms, because the people of Hong Kong have enjoyed their sort of autonomous or some quasi-independent status for a long time, and they're not ready to simply succumb to the greater, you know, mainland China governance. So this is a big thing. So it's a good question. How long will this go? Will it subside? Will they get some kind of movement on their demands?
Now, before we move on to Afghanistan, because we're going to talk about that for a different reason than what you would think, the Trump-North Korea deal, it may now involve limiting nukes. It may actually allow North Korea to maintain nuclear warheads or certainly have their nuclear power that they have there. But it will limit the amount of warheads they can have. That may be the way to come to some sort of agreement there. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it may be because at least from the North Korean perspective, they may decide that the idea of denuclearization simply means that we we stop where we are kind of a thing, and not what I think the South Koreans certainly want, and I think what the United States would certainly prefer and the rest of the free world would be the total eradication of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. So there may be an opening there, but it would be a very tough sell to the rest of the world, I believe.
Well, it is generally considered, because Iran is joined at the hip with North Korea, correct?
Oh, yes. Very
when, it, when it comes to the development of the nuclear program, it's generally considered that not only does Iran have a handful of nuclear warheads, but so doesn't North Korea.
Right, that's right. And they have share missile technology with them for delivery systems.
Right.
They've been doing that for a long, long time.
So we'll just have to see what happens. But that's on the table, allowing North Korea to have their nukes, but to stop it where it's at, freeze it in place, and we'll see how that works out. Now, in Afghanistan, we have a situation there where we have the Taliban, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. We have ISIS, right?
Oh, yes.
We have elements of Al-Qaeda, right?
Of course, yeah.
And they use that as a training ground to train these terrorists, and then they dispatch them all around the world for various foul deeds wherever they go, whether it's Africa, whether it's South America, whether it's the rest of Southeast Asia, whether it's Europe or whatever. And the president yesterday said, called Afghanistan the Harvard for terrorists.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, and that means that this is where they're going to get the full education of what they need in order to carry out these kinds of evil deeds. And it also shows that, you know, no matter what we would prefer, what we want, we have this chronic problem of terrorists who are going to continue. They're true believers, and they are going to continue to try to do things. And every once in a while, you know, we see how, for example, the FBI, they monitor people, and then they get them and they get them arrested because they lead them on because they realize they really want to kill people, and they get them off the streets. This is something that we're going to have with us for a very, very long time.
Yes, you are right, and we'll just have to see where all of this plays out. Now, again, you're out there in California, the land of milk and honey, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the land of everything you can figure out what to tax somebody for, you charge a tax, right?
Oh, yes.
So when are you leaving?
Well, good question. You know, it's so sad because there's so many Californians who don't want to have to leave, but like some kind of repellent spray, the California legislature and the governor, they just keep trying to spray us with stuff to make us leave, I guess. It's really, really sad because,
well,
because we had industry, we had aerospace, we had all this kind of stuff going on for so many decades, and now it's just kind of crumbling.
And aerospace has come back not only to Florida, but also to Texas in a big way, because of the privatization of it, if you will, because they can't afford to be in California.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I remember I have a good friend and his father helped build the space shuttle and just design all those things and whatnot. And it was all done right up there in Huntington Beach, basically. So, you know, it's amazing how things have changed.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your program.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate all that he brings to the table, and we call him the professor of politics because he is, that is him. And, you know, the other thing is that here on the program, we always have a lot of different comments made during the show. Now, I try to accumulate them and mention them here at one time because I've got, I've got Dora, Catwoman, and Road Dog who are at home chiming in. I got Susan. I got Steve in Thailand chiming in. I've got Katrina. Don't know where she's at. Also, Jack out in California. Michelle, who's down in Sarasota. Christine down in Sarasota. Catherine, not sure where she is. Joshua, not sure where he is. Bill, saying hello to all these people. Sue over in Clearwater. Largo and Karen over there, too. So howdy to all you guys and gals that have been chiming in and talking here for the last 45 minutes to an hour. All right, and good morning, Flip. I see you in there, too. All right, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yeah, we got a humdinger again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. heart get broke. Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, he's a highway junkie out there rolling up and down the highways and byways, and so are you guys and gals out there listening to us. A big howdy howdy out there to our Creek Carrier drivers. Had a whole bunch of them chiming in tonight, Trucker Mark and Trucker Eric, and they're out and on the highways and byways tonight. And we also heard from some of our Schaefer drivers, and by the way, also heard from a UPS guys that come down every night running tandem, running the pups down from Atlanta and do the turnaround on the Florida line down there at the Flying J. Don't forget that our truck and highway and byway report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. It's not your father's truck stop anymore. All right, here we go. Severe to strong and very strong storms with large hail, straight line damaging winds, and heavy rain will be possible in the North Plains and from the upper Mississippi Valley to the middle Atlantic states. In the desert Southwest, hot, dry, breezy conditions will continue, bringing up the fire weather threats elevated through midweek. Hot, dry conditions also in other parts of the country where we had heavy rain yesterday, one of them being Minnesota. George said on the way into work yesterday in Burns, really had to go through 2 feet of water. Well, I'm not sure that that's the case today, but I can tell you that there are unsettled weather conditions for the northern and central part of Minnesota over into the northern and central part of Wisconsin tonight for more showers and thunderstorms to develop. We had a rash of them today up there as well as up in Montana and North Dakota. Right now it's quiet up there, but that doesn't mean it'll stay that way. And the temperatures are pretty warm in the north. But if you're coming south, ladies and gentlemen, if you're coming south, south of I-40, be prepared. I hope your air conditioner works and it works good, because the heat index temperatures in some areas are approaching 105 to 110 degrees in those traditionally hot places in the deep south. Now, right here in Florida today and yesterday and for the next couple of days, we're going to have temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, depending on where you're at. Heat index will be upwards to 105, in some cases could be 110 degrees. That's not the bad part. The bad part is South Georgia. The bad part is Augusta, Georgia. Certainly in Alabama, parts of Mississippi, parts of Louisiana, parts of Arkansas, parts of Tennessee, parts of South and North Carolina, where you can see heat indexes right now today approaching 105 to 110 degrees as well, with temperatures well into the 90s. So just be advised that it's summertime in the South, and yeah, it gets hot down here. And we'll tell you more about that in the beach and boating forecast, because when we tell you what the water's like down here, the water temperature in the Gulf of Mexico, you'll get the drift. But let's go across the highways tonight. We'll start on I-10. We'll go west all the way out across to San Diego, California. Looking good. Jacksonville to San Diego. Don't see anything to bother you. I-10 looking good. I-8 coming out of the Phoenix area, running across over towards San Diego as well. Looking good. Los Angeles looking good up there. I-40 looking good. I-70 looking good. You've got a little bit of weather in the northwestern part of Colorado, where it looks like as if there may be some storms developing, some thunderstorms there, as well as in the central part of Utah. That might affect you a little bit on I-70, but it should be okay. I-64 looking good there, coming across into St. Louis. And I-80 looking good coming across, all the way across. I don't see anything at all to bother you tonight. I-90 and I-94, now you're going to have a little bit of a different problem. I-90, you're looking good till you get into South Dakota. You'll have areas of thunderstorms and rain going across, also over into Montana. And up in 94, as you run across up into the north and western part of Wisconsin and then get yourself up into Minnesota headed towards the Twin Cities, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there. So be advised that it's all coming in your general direction. Now, The other thing is, and Flip, I don't know what you're sending me. I can't see it just yet. But anyway, everything is looking pretty good when it comes to the actual weather. So there you go. And, New Hampshire? Oh, it's real hot in New Hampshire. Okay. He's letting me know that it's really warm up there in New Hampshire. Let's see. Yeah, it is. For New Hampshire, you got temperatures in the 90s, the upper 80s and 90s. That's warm for New Hampshire. You are right. So thanks for sending me that, Flip. And also, got to tell you that if you haven't been in a Pilot and a Flying J lately, they are not your father's truck stop anymore. You know, Pilots used to be an area that you, a place you'd go into would be pretty much self-serve fuel. You get in, you get it done, you sail on out the door, you might get yourself a soda, you might get yourself a sandwich, if you were lucky. You might get yourself, a candy bar or whatnot. That was about it. Well, now you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, in a Pilot. And in the bigger Pilots that they converted and made them into travel centers, in the bigger Pilots, you'll find Denny's as well as in the Flying J's, Huddle House, and Moe's Southwest Grills. And those are all pretty great places to eat, and I've eaten in all three. And as I said, over the weekend, I went to the Denny's at the Flying J that I happened to stop at and say howdy, howdy to everybody that was in there. And we got a little... got a little corner going there now at the Flying J up there in San Antonio here in my home in the listing area. So you might catch me there on a Saturday every now and then sitting up there in the corner booth when you walk in the door. So if you see me there, stop by and say howdy, howdy. But anyway, you can find ample parking. You can also find cat scales to get your load scaled legally. You can also find the Transflow Express travel documents and permits to get yourself all squared away if you're hauling an oversized load. Trip packs to get your loads in to get paid in a timely manner, and boy, is that important. Truck washes are close by if they're not already there at the truck stops. You've got the audiobook rentals. You've got pay phones if you need them. You got high-speed internet kiosks where you can plug in your computers and make them work. ATMs, Western Union, check cashing if you need it. A public laundry. Everybody needs laundry on the road, right? Showers, game rooms, and wireless internet access, not only inside but out there in the parking lot with the trucks, and lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers. And don't forget those great big old chairs. They're not just your father's chairs anymore. These are the big lounge chairs, like you get in there, like the Lazy Boy recliners and whatnot. And those are really neat. And there you go. But that's your local Pilot and Flying J. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you, and I'll tell you what, you'd be glad you did, especially if you wind up stopping at a place that you hadn't seen before and didn't realize, because they're converting a lot of these truck stops that were bought in the last round from Pilot, or by Pilot, rather, into Pilot Travel Centers is what they're calling them. And there's several right here within the sound of my voice. Plus, got to say a special shout-out to our friends up there in Valdosta, because I know Nelson stops in there just about every night and on his way back home to Jasper from Valdosta. And they're really nice up there, and they got the radio show turned on. And we appreciate up there listening to us and playing it for all the truckers to hear it when they come in there. So you guys and gals up there in Valdosta, listening to us on 107.5 and 92.1. We appreciate you very much. So keep on trucking safely if you can. All right. Coming up, top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary's back after a night of work. Well, she had a night of work somewhere else. How's that? And she'll tell you all about that when she comes back. But she'll be on the show right after the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.